traditional things about 18 states, 19 county Alaska, are advisory only. But they aren't necessarily the same. In other words, the states that have management rights include Alabama, Delaware, Columbia, Florida, Hawaii, which has a statewide system, so Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Montana, Minnesota, Nevada, New Hampshire, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, list management rights, and I'm not sure, you know, which one, whether we would want to pick one of those or something, or some from those, if that was the idea. But, you know, essentially, it is that most of the states have dealt in one form or another, more liberal or more stringent with these things. I noticed that the only two states that have anything on union shop are Oregon and Washington, right next to one another, one of which permits that the other prohibits, and the rest of them don't even bother mentioning that. So agency shop is fairly common, due deduction is fairly common. So, you know, we do have possible proposals to look at here if we wish to do that, to look at it from a national perspective. I realize that this is a year old and may already be out of date, but it's something useful to look at.
Yeah, I think there are probably some examples, you know, in some of these that do list, probably many of them in common, and some that we might agree on, and as far as public employer rights and public employee rights.
I found the other one kind of frustrating, but I turn a page and pick up. I wasn't, and Xerox didn't start the next page.
We're having this bill discussion on Thursday, and we're probably not going to have a lot of time to discuss it on Thursday. We'll have a meeting on Friday. It's not scheduled, but we will have a meeting on Friday to discuss this bill.
Remember to announce it on the floor?
I will announce it on the floor. And what I'd like to do is let's come up with some specific proposals to this bill. We'll start with this bill. We'll offer some proposals, and we'll make amendments, and we'll try to move this bill by a week from today. Monday. If we can move it Friday, if we feel comfortable with it Friday, we will. If not, we'll move it on Monday. But we have to come up with some language if that's what we want for the bill. I enjoy this discussion, and it's a great education.
But we can't go on forever.
The bill's
not going
anywhere.
Yeah, we've
got to
make a decision.
Are there any, perhaps, other areas of...
Yeah, what other areas of concern besides management rights or employee rights?
That really starts dealing with one of the crux of the matters. If you're going to deal with a serious change in the collective bargaining laws in the state, I think you need to deal with those. And then, you know, that's paramount. Then if you want to deal with that mandatory, permissive, prohibited items of bargaining, that's a further delineation of that. Maybe you don't want to deal with that now. But that's you're in the right vein, I think, by getting into that area of that, those very general terms are specifically spelling out what it is that the individual parties have a right to, what the management has a right to. That's a big start.
Yeah.
No comment.
Virginia?
I was wondering in terms of in looking at these employees' rights and managers' rights, I'm sure that if you went through them, there's a theme or a thread that connects them all, and maybe if we could, you know, go through that, or you know, maybe one of your staffers could go through that and try to pick out those common elements that just seem kind of right for everybody, and try to come up with maybe some proposals for what they would be. I mean, there's some things that are automatically going to be thrown out, some that need to be considered, and if that could be done, then we could maybe look at those and come up with a list of employers and employee rights.
Most of the information that admittedly even I provided there really doesn't delineate between teachers and other public employees. In fact, most states, or many states, have, I've used the Iowa model as an example. It's a comprehensive labor relations bill, and it covers everybody. So you just need to be aware of that, because when you, Representative Cohen, when you were talking about 17 and 18 states doing it this way and that way, more than likely what you were looking at was public employees legislation, not differentiated between teachers or non-teachers.
Yeah, I'm quite aware of that. I mean, that is the problem. I think, you know, and Hess, we deal with other professions, and I'm thinking, you know, if we have the physicians dealing with the hospital board, it's quite the same way. It's going to be here.
Here's a...
Hospital administrators.
Right, Pennsylvania, Iowa, and a few others, and you see it right from, it's almost identical.
So we're going to have some specific language by Thursday, Friday, and the committee staff at your disposal.
Poor Roger. Why don't we say that we'll have them Thursday, and at Thursday's meeting, we'll show everybody out
and discuss it Friday. That's a good idea.
Just get a whole long list of some of the things that I mentioned in these, and some probably we would.
Well, like this and this, you know, we have some things here, and there's some things here.
And we know which school we're dealing with now, too.
Yeah. And like, you know, just do like a composite of what's in here.
Yeah.
And so that we have input from both sides, it seems like.
And I trust Ms. Pierce and Mr. Green will let us know what they specifically like not to be in there. Okay. With that, then the meeting's adjourned. Time is 8:20.
Where's the...